This is Library Bitegeist, a collection of audio stories from the libraries, archives, and museums of New York City. I'm Molly Schwartz, and this podcast is brought to you by the Metropolitan New York Library Council, where the libraries and archives of New York come together to learn, share ideas, and collaborate. Hi, everybody. This is Molly Schwartz here, and today we're having a Meet the Fellows episode because, as some of you may or may not know, I am here doing this podcast because I'm a Metro Fellow. So I'm a fellow for 9 months at the Metropolitan New York Library Council, but there are three of us. And so I'm here today with Katie Martinez and Karen Huang. So we will go ahead and take this episode to introduce ourselves, talk about what we're working on, and then have kind of an open-ended discussion about what we're doing with this fellowship.
So my name is Katie Martinez, and my proposal concerns foreign digital workflows at arts institutions in New York City. And right now I'm currently working with the Brooklyn Academy of Music and the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum. For both sites, I'm researching how email records can be incorporated into the born digital workflow.
Hi, I'm Karen Huang, and I'm the third Metro Fellow. I'm focusing on linked data and linked open data solutions for members of the Metro network. You have a situation where a lot of the repositories that are holding resources are operating in a siloed fashion. So they kind of exist in and of themselves and oftentimes can't even be access through Google search unless maybe in the past someone has looked at a particular page and Google has the ability to parse it. So that is a real problem because these databases aren't being exposed to the web. And so one of the things about linked data and linked open data is exposing records for cultural heritage resources to the larger web.
And my name is Molly Schwartz, and for my fellowship project, I'm actually working directly with Metro to help them develop this digital culture studio. So basically incorporating lots of different kinds of multimedia that different kinds of cultural institutions would be able to use. So audio, video, virtual reality, all this kind of fun stuff. And so that's partly why we're trying to practice what we preach here at Metro and tell our stories through audio as well and get this podcast off the ground. The interesting thing that I'm finding with building this studio at Metro is that we're really trying to serve the Metro members. So it's meant for library, archives, and museums professionals, which I think means they have slightly different needs. So we'll have some digital forensic stations where people can help migrate obsolete formats of materials. There will be an imaging station where people can do things like scan books. And then for the multimedia lab, the purpose for it really will be for especially smaller institutions that don't have these kind of resources, they can come use ours. But also we'd like to have some more experimental stuff. So things that people are thinking about, maybe we should have this. So it will be both a space where they can experiment with the equipment, so things like virtual reality, which very few cultural institutions have really moved into yet. Some are, but not very many. Part of what I think Metro is really good at is connecting people within the organization who are already doing similar things. So something I would really hope to do is connect maybe other institutions that would hope to implement something like the Info Commons at BPL with people from BPL to learn from them about what worked and what hasn't. So something that I think is really cool, and part of, I think, the point behind this fellowship was to bring three fellows, to work at Metro and to actually be living and working in the same physical space. And this physical space is a unique one because it's New York City. And both Katie and Karen have lived and worked here for a while now, but I'm actually brand new to the city. And I feel like the city is definitely a part of the fellowship and all the institutions that we have here and the fact that Metro is actually a network kind of organization. So I have to ask the two of you, are there any particular institutions or people or things about the cultural heritage sector in New York City that you're the most excited about?
In terms of cultural organizations that I'm really excited about, I would have to say, here in New York, I would have to say there is just a real, how would you say, vibrant kind of grassroots community here. So you have a lot of organizations that share a lot of history with one another, and new organizations that are constantly, you know, cropping up and, like, you know, getting into the whole community as well. And I feel like there are plenty of people out there who are trying to address these issues that are oftentimes either just, you know, problems in the city or problems with the nation or even global. And there's something about New York that really makes it possible to think of what it is you're doing as being part of this kind of test bed. There's just this energy that is still existing here.
I would say that one of the best parts about working with different cultural heritage institutions in New York City is learning how much of their history is interconnected. And so over the past 4 years, I've worked at Pratt Institute and learned about Charles Pratt and the ways that he built community around the school in Brooklyn, and then looking at Solomon R. Guggenheim and his contributions to minimalist art, and then looking at Henry Clay Frick and how that art library has added so much to art scholarship. And this was all a time that was really, it was a really vibrant period in New York City. And so I think that even if we're going, if we're looking at different sites and working with material that's being produced now digitally, I think that it's really fascinating to create this web that really spans history. And it definitely speaks to the archivist and inside, I think, all of us, to, you know, this is what we're trying to protect, and to look toward the past helps us understand what we want to preserve right now, because nothing lends more weight than the passing of time. And so I think that's my approach.
Yeah, New York, I would say, I mean, a word that both of you used a few times, I think, was vibrant in the idea that it's this web. And I think it's so cool to have landed somewhere where you feel like there's this thick carpet of, like, energy and creativity kind of beneath your feet at all times, upon which you can do your own thing and build on top of. And it's a really cool feeling. And something I have to say, I'm fairly new here, and I'm trying to design this multimedia lab. And right now we're actually sitting inside a meeting room recording in the Brooklyn Public Library's Info Commons. And I just, to me, it makes it so easy and inspiring when I see other parts, ones of our member libraries, actually implementing the kind of thing that I'm envisioning. So right now in BPL, it's totally full. People are all here working. There's loads of computers provided with all kinds of software that you'd want for audio and video editing. There's meeting and recording rooms. There's a green screen. There's places where you can go record your own music and things like that. And I'll be meeting with people here to see how that's worked, what's been successful, what hasn't. And being in a place like this where there's all these resources at your fingertips is really super unique. And I love the communities that form. So, welcome to our very first podcasting episode. I hope you'll stick around to find out more news and behind the scenes conversations with people from around the institutions that are part of Metro in New York City.
Thank you, Molly.
Thanks, Molly.
Thanks, guys, and tune in next time.